Tachas Sachem Perei Darim Ishne Darim Makan Shinagu Lecho Tzui Belele Psachim Oichu. Makan Shinagu Shalo Lecho En Oichu. And a place where the minig is to allow the eating of roasted meat on the first night of Pesach. The people in that place wouldn't be allowed to eat roasted meat on the first night of Pesach. And a place where the minig is not to allow eating roasted meat on the first night of Pesach, then the people who live in that place would not be allowed to eat roasted meat on the first night of Pesach. And the first night of Pesach is the time when the Korban Pesach is eaten. And the Korban Pesach is eaten roasted. And if somebody sees that another person is eating roasted meat on the night of Pesach, he might suspect that the roasted meat he is eating is from the Korban Pesach. They might suspect that he's eating the Korban Pesach outside of the allotted place for the eating of the Korban Pesach. The Korban Pesach can only be eaten in Jerusalem. So therefore, in order to remove that suspicion, some places have a minhag not to allow the eating of any type of roasted meat on the first night of Pesach. So therefore, somebody who lives in such a place would not be allowed to eat the roasted meat on the first night of Pesach. Makom shenagu lahadlik is aner b'leila yom ha'kippurim madlikim. Makom shenagu shelo lahadlik ein madlikim. And a place where the minhag is to light nairs on the eve of Yom HaKippur, the people who live in that place should light nairs on the eve of Yom HaKippur. And a place where the minhag is not to light nairs on the eve of Yom HaKippur, the people who live in that place should not light nairs for Yom Kippur. As in Yom Kippur, it's also bikasmish amita. Marital relations are forbidden on Yom HaKippur. So therefore, in certain places they had a minhag to light nairs on the eve of Yom HaKippur, as it's forbidden to have kasmish amita in a room where there is a nair lit. And that way people will not have Tasha Amita on Lael Yom HaKippur, since there is a Nair lit in the room. However, other places have a minhag not to light Nairs on the Eve of Yom HaKippur, also to prevent Tashmish Hamita. As they were afraid that if there's a Nair lit in the house, if somebody sees his wife on the night of Yom HaKippur by the Ora Nair, he might desire her and forget that it's Yom HaKippur and have Tashmish Hamita. So therefore, they did not light Nairs on the Eve of Yom HaKippur. So therefore, somebody who lives in such a place where the minhag is not to light nairs, he should not light nairs. And if he lives in a place where the minhag is to light nairs, then he should go ahead and light nairs on the eve of Yom Kippur. U'manliki b'bati k'metiyos u'b'bati medrasois u'b'mevos ha'afelim ve'agabe acholim. Even in a place where the minhag is not to light nairs on the eve of Yom Kippur, that's only in the house. However, they would light nairs in shuls and in bati medrash and in dark alleys and next to sick people. And the reason not to light nairs is only to prevent tashas hamitzah, so therefore, in other places, they would light nairs. Sachem sachem peradar mishnehei makon shenagu lasos malacha betisha bav oisim. Makon shenagu shelo lasos malacha enos. In a place where the minhag is to allow doing malacha on tisha bav, the people who live in that place would be allowed to do malacha on tisha bav. However, people that live in a place where the minhag is not to do malacha on tisha bav, they would not be allowed to do malacha on Tisha B'Av. And some places had a minhag not to do malacha on Tisha B'Av, as by doing malacha, you might stop thinking about the Avelis and the Chorban Beis HaMikdash. So therefore, in that place, they had a minhag not to do any malacha, so a person will spend the entire day thinking about the Chorban Beis HaMikdash. In all places, Tamid HaChamim should be bustled for malacha. Even in a place where the minhag is to allow doing malacha on Tisha B'Av, however, the Talmidei Chachamim would not do malacha. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer, Le'olam Yasa Adam Atmo Talmid Chacham. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said, a person should always make himself into a Talmid Chacham, even if he is not a Talmid Chacham, and he lives in a place where the minhag is to allow doing malacha on Tisha B'Av, he should make himself into a Talmid Chacham and not do malacha on Tisha B'Av. Now, even though normally somebody who is not a Talmid Chacham should not act as if he is a Talmid Chacham, however, with regard to doing malacha on Tisha B'Av, Rav Shimon Gamliel holds, it does not look like gaiva if a person treats himself like a Talmid Chacham and does not do malacha even in a place where the minhag is to allow doing malacha. And somebody who sees that he is not doing malacha on Tisha B'Av will not think that he is being immodest and treating himself like a Talmid Chacham. Instead, the person will think that he simply has no malacha to do, so therefore it's not considered gaiva not to do malacha on Tisha B'Av and to treat himself like a Talmid Chacham. V'chachat maimrim, v'yehuda ha-yo'aytem malacha, v'ar b'vstachem ad-chatzot. V'v'galo lo ha-yo'aytem ko'aytem. The Chachamim said, the people that lived in Yehuda, which is in Eretz Yisrael, would do malacha on Erev Pesach before midday, while the people who lived in Galo
would not do malacha the entire day of Erev Pesach, even before midday. Now we had in the beginning of this prep, some places have a minhag not to do malacha on Erev Pesach before midday, while other places had a minhag to allow doing malacha on Erev Pesach before midday. And the Chachamim of this Mishnah argued with that Mishnah. According to the Chachamim of this Mishnah, it does not depend on minhag. Those that do not do malacha on Erev Pesach before midday, it's not because that is their minhag. Instead, it's because they felt that Me'ikar Hadin, you're not allowed to do malacha the entire day of Erev Pesach. So therefore, according to the Chachamim, the people that lived in Yehuda held that you're allowed to do malacha on Erev Pesach before midday. It's only after midday that you're not allowed to do malacha since after time for the bringing of the Korban Pesach, while the people who lived in Galo held that you're not allowed to do malacha the entire day of Erev Pesach, and that's Me'ikar Hadin. It's not just a minhag. What about the night before Erev Pesach, the night of Bedikas Chametz? According to the people of Galut, who held that you're not allowed to do malacha the entire day of Erev Pesach, would they allow doing malacha on the night of Erev Pesach? According to Beis Shammai, they held that it's forbidden to do malacha not only the entire day of Erev Pesach, but even the night of Erev Pesach also is forbidden to do malacha, while Beis Hillel permits doing malacha until Neis Hachama. According to Beis Hillel, even in Galut, where they held that you're not allowed to do malacha the entire day, however, the night of Erev Pesach, they would permit doing malacha until Neis Hachama.